It's time for The Best of Ourselves with Marcia Hyatt. Good morning.
Good morning, CJ.
You are looking bright-eyed and bushy-tailed.
I am feeling pretty happy.
What's going on?
Well, it's interesting. I did a workshop this week on uncovering your strengths, and I was needing to do some research and some things I'd read about. And I stumbled across the work of Barbara Fredrickson. She is a renowned, highly acclaimed, you know, researcher in positive emotions. And Barbara, she wrote a book that I've been reading, but I've been reading other parts of her work as well. But the book is called Positivity. And I stumbled on her because I'd heard of this guy, this Brazilian, Marcel Lasada, who had, he was a business consultant, and he, on his own, he was his hobby was mathematics, which I think is a fascinating hobby. But as a business consultant, he had 60 teams he facilitated through strategic planning. And behind a one-way mirror, he had his assistants record what they said and did and noticed and coded it by positive, negative, and neutral. And so then after a period of time, he looked at the business results of these subsequent to having recorded their meetings. And, you know, and positive meaning they would be interested in each other's ideas, they'd ask questions, they would acknowledge each other. And negative would be they'd just wait for each other to finish to start talking, critiquing, et cetera. And what he found was that there was a very high, clear correlation between those that had a higher ratio of positive to negative. So the really successful, great business results were 6-1, positive to negative, where the lowest performing in terms of results were 1-1, one negative to one positive. So he brought that work to Barbara Fredrickson, who is a researcher, and he said, could you validate this? This is just, you know, 60 real business teams. And what she found was not only is it true for business teams, it's actually true for us as individuals as well. And what he being a mathematician, thought, and she confirmed this, that the tipping point was 2.9-1. She's not a mathematician, so she says 3-1. If you're 3-1, or more, you are more likely to be flourishing. You're more likely to actually live longer, stunningly. You're more likely to be more resilient with whatever life throws at you. And now I should say, if you go to more than 13-1, no one will want to be with you because you'll be
obnoxious.
I'll be ungrounded.
Okay.
I mean, life gives you negative stuff. I mean, life has suffering, and it's not about denying that. It's not about not living with that. It's about what this is where the brain science that I've been reading comes in.
It's just meat and potatoes, isn't it? I can see you. You're just grasping it.
And so what the neuroscience says, and she confirms this as well, is that our brains pay attention to and perceive negative faster. Mm-hmm. Our brains...
Well, we were trained to.
Right, because it helped us alive.
Survival.
Keep us safe, right?
Yeah.
If there's something dangerous, I want to remember that. I need to know that. I need to avoid that in the future. And if there's something positive, like that beautiful flower, yeah, that's nice, but it's not going to keep me alive. Mm. And so our brains have a propensity for the negative. And the irony is, if we can cultivate a higher ratio of positive to negative, again, not denying the negative, it actually... the research is pretty clear now in terms of health. You have better relationships, which makes sense because you're not in a negative spiral all the time. You have more success. It's sort of this irony, really. It doesn't take success to create positive emotion. Positive emotion can create success. And yet, 80% of us don't hit the tipping point ratio of 3-1, positive to negative.
What does that look like?
What does that look like? So this is really good. So by the way, I should say, if you want to see how you are, she has put a free assessment online, positivityratio.com. Positivityratio.com. And you can go on and take this free test. But what it means is it's the difference about what you pay attention to, because what the psychologists and neuroscience are saying is you have way more positive moments in your day than you have negative.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you stub your toe, negative.
One.
Right. And yet I wake up and I'm in One, I'm breathing. That's good. I'm awake. That's good. I'm waking up in a comfortable bed with shelter. I'm waking up with my loved ones beside me. So I'm noticing those things.
There you go.
I'm noticing when I'm interested in something. I saw the purple sky at the sunset last night. You tend to yourself, because I know for me, self-care what used to produce a feeling of guilt. Like they're both... I was guilty that I didn't do it, and then I'd be guilty that I did do it because there's so many more important things to do. But when you follow what the words that are the kinds of things that you would have in your life when you have it, see if I can find that list here. There's your things you're interested in. There's awe, hope, pride, love, gratitude, appreciation. Those are the kinds of things. And How often we just blow through our day, and these things are, again, they're Velcro using the Buddha brain compared to, negatives Velcro, and the positives are Teflon. So it takes presence. Mm-hmm. It takes awareness to note what you have interest in or what is all. I mean, my dogs make me smile and laugh if I take the time, if I'm not mm-hmm. too busy blowing through my day.
Yep.
So it is available to us. So I'm telling my husband about this last weekend because obviously I just love this stuff. And I took the test and I came out below the tipping point ratio last week. And it says, you're one of 80%. It's like, okay, yeah, well, I'm normal, but you know, I think I could do a little better on this. And that's exactly what she says is, we all can. It's everything we need for happiness or well-being, resilience, we have in us. It's just about slowing down, paying attention, and consciously cultivating in our lives what we appreciate, what we have interest in, what feeds our soul. So I'm telling my husband this story. Last weekend, and about this work and all this great stuff, and he said, I mean this in the most positive way, but do you think that you might be doing the positivity ratio at the most healthy level? This he said after I gave him some really helpful critiques on how he can improve his life. I said, that was such a gracious way to say, yes, I have opportunity here. I do. And one thing I want to just say really clearly, by the way, is it's not about avoiding negative. It's not right. about not feeling negative. It's right. honoring that. And this is really important to know. It's not faking it. Sometimes we say fake it till you make it. This is not one. They've done physical research with heart patients and people who are in trauma. And the people that are, the people who, these heart patients, for example, when they did insincere positivity, their heart condition was as in much danger as anger. And we know anger kills. It created the same cardiac response as anger when it was insincere positivity. There are several studies about that. And so she said, this is not one. So it's not about like pretending. It really is about stopping and noticing. So one of the gifts we have right within us is this wonderful wellspring. It just takes a little bit of time to notice.